Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A heavier police presence in downtown Kansas City due to dangerous sideshows, Brandon Dixon reports.
Cops are trying to combat the street takeovers in downtown Kansas City. It comes after signs of previous sideshows, such as tire skid marks and grooves in the asphalt, are visible on the roads. The risky activity involves drivers doing donuts, burning out on streets, and large groups of ATV riders going through the city illegally. There's also been evidence of shots fired at the sideshows. Last week, Kansas City police wrote 130 tickets, arrested several people, and towed multiple cars.
The Andover YMCA is back open for business with early customers lining up for business this morning. The gym facility had been closed for substantial renovations following an F3 tornado more than 2 years ago. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and...
Welcome back to Verizon Radio. Our next track will get you amped for our biggest deals of the season. It's called Red Hot Deal Days.
Choose your bundle for Red Hot Deal Days. Get a new phone, watch and tablet. Scream yippee-yay, cause you can trade in your old phone for a bundle today.
Now that's a hot track for Red Hot Deal Days. Choose a new phone, smartwatch, and tablet along with tons more great deals. It's only until May 29th. Visit your Verizon store today.
Eligible phone with select trade and an unlimited ultimate plan required and service plan required for watch or tablet. See Verizon.com for additional details.
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
Bainter Oil Service hopes everyone flies the flag on Memorial Day, May 27th, in remembrance of all the men and women who lost their lives defending America. These individuals fought with bravery and love of our country in their hearts. From Bainter Oil Service and Hoxie, look for them on Facebook, and they're proud to support the troops. This Memorial Day, Raise Grocery honors all the military men and women who put themselves on the line to protect America's freedom and democracy. Thank you for your service and selfless sacrifices. From the patriotic staff at Raise Grocery in Oberlin, follow them on Facebook and see the local newspaper for weekly ad specials. The Norton County Commission is accepting names for an individual to fill an unexpired term on the Norton County Hospital Board. Interested individuals need to submit their name to the Norton County Clerk's Office by June 10, 2024, and you may do so by calling 785-877-5710 or by contacting a Norton County Commissioner. Once again, the Norton County Commission is accepting names for an individual to fill an unexpired term on the Norton County Hospital Board.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The nation's dairy operators are producing more milk this year than was expected. But will this continue into 2025? Gary Crawford reports.
Well, what headline should I use for this story on the outlook for the dairy business?
Dairy production continues to grow.
That's a good one, USDA Outlook Chairman Mark Jekinowski, with his suggested headline, and it does fit. Last year's milk output was about 226 billion pounds. This year, it could be 227.
And for next year into 2025, we expect that growth to continue.
At 229 billion pounds. As to what that will do to milk and dairy product prices.
Across the board, we're anticipating prices to be lower, not dramatically lower, but lower reflecting these larger supplies.
USDA is forecasting this year's all milk price to average $21.20 a hundredweight. For next year, it could drop by 30 cents down to $20.90. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And following the recent outbreak of tornadoes in the Midwest, the Propane Education and Research Council, known as PERC, announced last week it will double its propane incentive program for farmers who have experienced devastation from these storms. Now, it is only for affected producers in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and Ohio. They can apply for the Propane Farm Incentive Program and can earn double the incentive amount for qualifying for propane-powered equipment. Offer is good from now through December 31st or the end of the year. Eligible equipment includes irrigation engines, building and water heating systems, power generators, and flame weeding systems. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle: hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Gold Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to three additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure will stay put over the Central Plains for the weekend. Pretty low rain chances and very warm temperatures. We're going above average for most of the state today through Sunday. A few spots in our northwest counties could hit the 90-degree mark this afternoon. As for rain, we'll stay fairly dry today, but a quick cold front will move in late Saturday. There's just enough moist air available for a few showers or thunderstorms along the front. On the map, the jet stream flow is split across the country right now, going to our north and south, so we don't have a lot of moist air coming into the plains, and there isn't much forcing, so isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms are expected, but that's about it. A weak cold front will cross over Kansas late Saturday afternoon and evening. That may trigger a few thunderstorms over the western counties, with a dry line forming by about midday. A few storms will be possible in the central counties along that front. Overnight Saturday into Sunday, the northwest and north central counties do have a slight chance of a few thunderstorms. Warmer air will move in from the south all weekend, boosting our daytime highs to summer-like levels. We'll see a few spots in the western counties hit 90 this afternoon, and we're expecting low 90s in the south central counties. Looking into next week, a few shortwave troughs will cross the central plains, so we'll keep an eye out for a few thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the upper 80s, low to mid 50s for the overnight hours, mid 80s north central, and upper 50s and low 60s for the overnight. Low 80s this afternoon northeast, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. Southwest, mid to upper 80s today, low 50s for the overnight hours. Low to mid 80s south central tonight, mid to upper 50s. Low 80s in the southeast, and tonight's lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.